Shannon?
Yeah.
I'm trying to sync my headset again. I think you could hear me, but I couldn't hear you. Give me a second, please.
Right.
Give me 1 second. Are you with me?
Yes.
Second. I'm almost there. Shannon?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Perfect. All right. I don't know what happened there. I apologize. I think it was my headset went a little crazy. So, basically, Jeremiah was telling me that most of this money is going to be used to develop a new lab. Is that kind of what you're trying to do here?
Well, we're going to be using the money to add some new services. One of them is adding an in-office dispensary. One of them is adding some genetic testing. And then one of it is taking care of some credit card debt. So there's multiple purposes for the
So you said a new dispensary. Is that for medication?
Correct.
How much does that cost?
Well, it depends on how much medication that you order and how many medications that you order for your facility. So there's a pretty good range there.
Okay. So the majority of the cost is the medication here, right?
Correct.
About how much in a perfect world would you want to order for medication? About how much capital for that project?
That's probably gonna run somewhere around $7,500 to start with. I mean, that'd be for the first 30 days.
Okay. And then what were the other needs you said? A lab testing equipment or lab testing facility?
We're gonna be doing some genetic testing.
Okay.
So you gotta have the kits to do the testing. You got to have some upfront money for the lab. So we're going to be approximately $10,000 on that.
Okay. And then what are the other needs?
Well, we've got we're a DME supplier, so we're a durable medical equipment supply.
Okay.
And so we have a new vendor where we can get the rates for that equipment much lower, but we need to order in bulk. And so we're going to spend some of the money on that.
How much? What's the opportunity there?
Well, we can get the equipment, or at least parts, some of the equipment that we need at about 40% cheaper than what we're currently doing. But we need to buy it instead of buying it in a month supply. We need to buy it in a 6 month supply.
Okay.
So we spend on DME equipment. We typically spend about $8,000 a month, so it's a pretty good chunk there.
So you need to buy about $8,000 a month. Oh, so it's normally $8,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That cost would go down by 40%. So your cost on that would be. I'm sorry. Are you sneezing? Bless you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Eight times six is $4,800. So you need to buy 6 months at $4,800 up front. Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's going to be for 1 month. We're going to do about 6 months. So you take $4,800 times six.
Times six, yeah.
Yeah.
So, bless you.
Excuse me.
So you're looking. Let me just run those numbers. $4,800 times six. About $28,800.
Correct.
Cool. Okay. And then, so I've got $2,800, $10,000 for genetic testing labs. So it's about 30 kits. That's about $3,800. About $7,500 for dispensary. That's medication the first month up front. That's about $45,000. Are there any other needs right now?
We want to consolidate some credit card debt that we have outstanding.
Okay.
Into a lower interest payment. So that's where the rest of we were asking for 75, and so that's going to equate to, 48, 50, and then there's going to be, that's about right, looking at about 25 in credit card debt that we want to reconsolidate.
Is the primary reason because you don't want that on your personal credit, or is just the payments are onerous?
They're just on high-interest credit cards. I mean, so, if we have a line of credit, or a general loan that allows us to do all this with, you're not paying anywhere from 13% to 17% interest every month. We're getting eat up at $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month in interest. It would be easier and more affordable and help our cash flow.
So one question I have is this: if you have about $25,000 of interest credit card debt, and let's just say the average is 15%, where does that number come from? $1,200 a month in interest? I'm a little lost on that.
I don't follow your question.
So you said there was like, I think you said there's about $1,500 or $1,200 a month in interest. Is that
no,
accurate?
No, no. Yeah. So there's $25,000 in credit card debt.
Okay.
And so the interest on that every month is anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500.
Okay. Hold on. So they're charging you 1/5 of your balance a month just in credit, just in interest?
Yeah, we have one that's like 18% interest on the credit card.
So the just to confirm, the monthly interest on this, basically the monthly interest you're accumulating is about $1,200 to $1,500 a month. Is that accurate or no?
That is accurate.
Okay. So it just the cost is, so if you pay $1,250, you're just literally keeping the balance at $25,000.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Are there any other needs besides those three things, or for the equipment, the DME, the genetic test, the dispensary, and potentially the credit cards? Is there anything else you would need right now?
No, that's all right now.
Okay, and just to confirm, you're looking for a business, not a personal loan. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
And also, I'm assuming you want to do this on an unsecured versus secured basis, correct? You're not trying to put up real estate. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we don't want to put up any real estate.
Okay. Have you ever done a...
The clinic doesn't own any real estate, so...
Okay. With an unsecured loan, pretty much a cashflow-based loan, have you ever done one of these products? Have you ever done an unsecured loan before on your business?
Yeah, I've done it through the bank before, but not, I mean, like, through a local lender.
Local lender, okay.
Yeah.
And do you currently have any lines of credit set up with your local lenders?
Don't have any currently, no.
Okay. And then, have you applied for any of the loans? Are there any other inquiries you have out right now waiting to hear back from any other lenders or working capital companies?
No, not for the business, no.
Okay. The new it seems like most of your transaction kind of split. It's a little heavier towards the opportunity, and also there's that credit card issue. By getting this, I kind of want to break it down to manageable parts. In addition to the credit card debt, but on the equipment you're financing, I think it makes sense because there's this huge opportunity where, you know, if you're saving, you know, 40% by over just 6 months, that's 80% a year. That's a huge savings, although that's pretty standard. But you have to pay up front because that's what it takes to get there. I guess the question is, are there any other suppliers you work with where if you can buy in bulk, you get those similar discounts?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then when are you, if everything works, when are you looking to get funding? Is this something you're looking to do in the next month or two? Something that you're looking to do in the next few days? Now? Okay.
Now. Yep. Yeah, I mean, if I don't get it from you guys, I'm going to go to a local lender, which I can get. I just happened to get the app in the mail, and I thought, I would fill it out and see what you guys would do. So.
Absolutely. All right. So I think I understand everything enough to issue an approval. What I'm going to do is, I know you're a few hours ahead of me, I'm just going to put a pen to paper. I think you've answered all the questions I need to know, and then come back to you in, I would say, in a few minutes and go over some payments. What's a good time to reach you tomorrow morning?
Let me look at my schedule as far as patient load. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty, let's see. How about 9 a.m.?
Is that 9 a.m.?
Central Standard Time.
That's perfect. All right, I'm in early, so that's fine.
Does that work?
It does work. Thank you for your time. Any other questions I can answer for you right now?
Nope. That's it.
All right. I will speak to you soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.